Oops. Good morning.
Good morning. Welcome to Coffee Beanery Sip and Share. I'm Lori.
I'm Patty.
I'm Britton.
And we are testing coffee today, I think. Mm-hmm. Some R&D coffee, so it's a surprise to us.
Yeah, I like surprising you guys. And I like that I can get this done during our lives because, you know.
That makes you do it.
When we R&D
makes me do it. Well, so right now my office is so full of coffee that people keep coming and going, and there's all these conflicting smells. They're like, why is it so strong? It smells so strong in here. And I'm like, yeah, but there's one flavor we're going to try today that's so strong that I just had to get out of my office.
Oh, no.
But when I brewed it, I'm like, this smells amazing.
Chaser.
Yeah, this
I've
smells
got a
amazing.
Chaser.
Should
yeah.
have brought one.
If we look a little tired today, we just are.
We are.
If you're from Michigan, the storms last night were crazy. Yeah.
Well, it was the storm at dinner time that started the chaos.
Oh, yeah. Do you want to tell us what happened?
Well, we can just start with my whole day yesterday we had a golf scramble for work, mm-hmm. and on my way there, I got caught in this crazy storm. Yeah. Couldn't see the lines on the road.
It started to, yesterday
yeah, I had
morning,
to put
yeah.
like my car in all wheel drive, and I'm just like hoping and praying kind of like we're still on the road. Mm-hmm. So that was really fun. That was luckily it was only
yeah, it was
30
so
minutes.
Dark, even when I got
still
up,
though,
so
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's
and then
scary.
On our way home,
and it golf,
it was
everything's
beautiful.
Fine during golf.
Beautiful
right?
all
yeah.
day.
Yeah.
Yep. We get in the car from.
And you guys won?
Oh, yeah, we did. We won. Yay.
Hey.
We all played really well.
That's
but,
what Houston said.
But yeah. we bought the cheap pack, which every team could buy. But I think we used it really strategically.
What do you mean the cheap pack?
Like, everybody gets a mulligan, which actually those weren't that helpful.
Okay.
Everybody got a grenade, which is like you can pick the ball up and throw it.
Oh, okay.
And then we had a 10-foot string.
Oh, okay.
And we used the string on our Father's Day one, so we're very strategic about the
yeah.
string.
And we use grenades too. But, uh-huh. I mean, the rules are kind of clear as mud, so we tried to verify with somebody beforehand. So we hope we did it right. But
yeah.
It was kind of hard to figure out because we didn't take a stroke for a grenade.
Okay.
But it's like, what would be the point of it if you had to take a stroke for it,
yeah.
you know?
Right.
So I don't know.
Yeah, because you could hit it mm-hmm. more than you could throw it.
Yeah, if you guys are from Michigan, we played the Dream, which is just like a fabulous golf course.
Because it's the Dream and the Nightmare, right?
Yeah, we played – a couple years ago, I played the Nightmare at the same tournament. It's not actually a Nightmare. They're both – great courses.
I wonder why they call it that. Maybe it's just
it
like the Dream of the Nightmare.
I didn't
think
probably
so. Just to make it
yeah.
fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It is.
That's
it's,
fun though.
It's just
yeah.
for fun. But yeah. I ran the courses, I would theme them a lot more. Like their clubhouses are a shack.
It's called the shack?
No, it's literally a
shack. It's a
shack. Like a barely bigger than like a mobile home trailer.
Oh wow.
Which for I think it's $165
a
round
for a very expensive
to
golf course.
Play there.
Yeah.
If I were them, on the Dream side, I would build a spa in a hotel,
mm-hmm.
and then the boys could go play golf while the women go to the spa.
That would be smart.
And make a whole weekend of it because they are really hard courses. I mean, to play both of them in one day would
yeah.
just be absolutely.
Well, that's clear.
Exhausting.
Like that's the only thing I want to do at a golf course is a spa.
Yeah.
And
right.
Most yeah. No, that's
well,
great.
Well,
we did
golf.
That before.
Yeah.
The guys went golfing and the girls went to the spa. It was
and
wonderful.
there's not
yeah.
like a lot around. So I mean, if they had a hotel, made it a whole experience.
Yeah.
And then like the Nightmare, I would theme maybe like spooky-ish or have cool flags or tee markers
or have a
yeah.
bar.
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Something.
And it's BYOB.
Oh,
too.
Really?
Yeah.
They don't even have like a cart girl or anything?
They do have, well, they have a cart. It came around a couple times, but also because we were in a scramble, they had stuff set up.
Okay.
It's just wild to me that the course is so beautiful and they could capitalize
that
on that.
Yeah. And so expensive. Mm-hmm.
Morning, Bill.
And then that is crazy.
Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah.
on the way
so
home.
So on my way home, I'm maybe 10, 15 minutes onto the highway. This is an hour and 40 minute drive. And I get a tornado warning start coming through on my phone. And I'm looking at the clouds and I'm like, yeah, that tracks. And so I call Branson, my brother, who's like 2 miles, 3 miles behind me. And I'm like, hey, there's a tornado warning. Just keep your eyes peeled. And he's like, yeah, pretty sure I see it. And so the wind's just going crazy. I'm speeding up. At this point, I'm going almost 90
yeah.
because I'm like, I can see the end of this. If yeah. I can just get in front yeah. of this.
You cannot yeah. run a tornado. I'm just saying the people that slow down.
Oh, people yeah. are
don't do it.
People yeah. are pulling yeah. over yeah. on the side of the road.
Like, you yeah. cannot run a tornado.
I'm like, yeah. okay, you can see this weather coming and we can see the edge of the thing.
Yeah. So just keep in front of yeah. it.
If I can get in front of this.
Do you see the new Twister movie?
No, I didn't. But
a boy is good looking.
It was pretty scary. Yeah. The wind was crazy. I eventually, after like 40 minutes. Probably 40 minutes, Matt, I got in front of the whole, like, storm line that was coming.
Yeah.
I stayed in front of the whole storm line until I got home. I got in my house. 10 minutes later, the storms ripped
and
through.
And you called me, and I'm like, the sky was so nice. And you're like, no, it's coming. It just, I was
I'm like, no, this
it.
Is serious. Like, I drove through this already. It's
yeah,
not
I, and
a
I
joke.
Called my husband on the golf course, and I'm like, hey, are you guys golfing? He's like, yeah, we're on the golf course. Oh, it just got really windy. Trees are falling down.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, get off the golf course.
Yeah, yeah, it was like over 70 mile an hour cover. Winds. Yeah. So I get in my house. Within 10 minutes, the winds come in, the power goes out. It's, you know, it's storming, it's crazy. And then it kind of finally like lightens up. And so we're trying to get the generator started. We don't have starter fluid, whatever. So
you cut your finger. I heard all about
that. I did. I cut my finger trying to get batteries and a flashlight.
I got so much. The kids
oh my gosh.
Gave me so much
it
details.
It was just crazy. But there was these like lines down across our driveway. And we assumed a tree fell on a black line. And there was these silver lines wrapped around it. And I thought they were to hold the black line up. No, they were the power lines. So Jason and I actually both drove under them twice, leaving and coming back. Mm. After I drove through the second time, maybe 20 minutes later, it started sparking and shooting fire all over our woods.
Oh
and then our
God.
Woods were like flaming.
That's terrifying.
Yeah. So I called the fire department. And Consumers Energy.
And your mom.
And my mom.
Yeah. Come get the kids and the dogs.
Well, no. yeah, because we couldn't get out of the driveway oh, yeah. anymore. And I'm like, I can't tell if this is spreading because we couldn't get close enough to see, like, all we could see was flames and smoke. And, like, mm-hmm. it was kind of crazy. So we ended up walking through our neighbor's woods and getting the kids to you. You took the kids to the night for the night. Thank goodness. Because I'm like, if the fire does come in, at least I won't have to have
them.
You
guys them. Can get out.
Like,
yeah,
you know. Can. And I knew
but from the kids' perspective, it was so interesting because they were like, they're in bed.
Yeah, they were
and
then
in it's bed. Like, get pants on. We got to go. And Stella's like, I was so scared and I couldn't find my Snorfy and my
oh,
mom.
My
and my so,
but I, yeah.
And Dallas is like, I was really brave.
And she was flipping
was
out. Yeah, I was like, yeah. Stella, Dallas, you guys got to get up. I need you to get pants and shoes on. Because we didn't know what was going on yet, really. Mm-hmm. But I'm like, we just need to be prepared to get out of the house.
Yeah.
So and we had a lot of fire safety talks. Yeah. Like, if it were really a fire in your house, you wouldn't grab your baby. Like,
yeah.
Unless she's right in your arms. We had
right.
to be very detailed about
yeah.
this.
Yes.
And then Dallas was good. He's like, oh, and if it's, you've got to get on the floor if it's high up. And I'm like, don't hide. Why?
Well, and then I just like, hide. Imagine yeah, it traveling you. Like
scary.
Down our power line and blowing the transformer, which is right next to our house or something crazy.
Oh, yeah.
So I'm
no.
like, I just wanted them ready
yeah.
and out.
No, it made sense.
And then they sent this guy.
And they're like, Mimi, you went so fast to get us.
Yeah.
You're far away, but they didn't know I was like halfway already because
yeah.
I was out of me. And they're like, you must have gone so fast because you love us so much.
Okay. You're like,
yes, I did.
I went through a fire and a tornado for you.
Yeah. So then we can only see the fire from our house. And our driveway is a tenth of a mile. It's pretty long
yeah.
and it's all wooded. And so I had to walk through the woods, through my neighbor's yard to try to get to the front to see how big the fire was because we couldn't tell. We couldn't get close enough. Even from the front, I couldn't get close enough because the white, I just wasn't sure what it was going to do.
Yeah.
They sent a guy to babysit it because the fire department was so busy that
wow.
his job was literally to park in front of our driveway and babysit the wire.
Was it like
and
a
make
volunteer
sure
firefighter?
Well, it was to make sure it didn't spread in the woods more until the firefighter got there.
Yeah.
And the fire truck was only there for 15 minutes. Everything was so wet that they're like, this is going to stay here. It's not going to spread. And then that other little truck, he stayed
okay.
until like 11 p.m.
Wow.
watching it. And then it was just smoldering at
so
that
they
point.
They didn't even get the hose out.
No, okay. No, they're like, it's not going to spread. They had so many other emergencies and power lines doing this that's kind of
the assessment. So I had the littles at my house in my bed.
And it swung really bad last night, too.
And then all of a sudden, I don't know, at 1 o'clock or whatever, first of all, they snore. So I put my little earplugs in. And then all of a sudden, I mean, Dallas, like, his head went over the side. And then he flipped over, knocked over the lamp. He's, like, laying on the ground, half asleep. I'm like, hey, you okay? He's just looking at me. Then I put him back in bed. And then I thought, I hope he's okay. So then I have to get up. I'm like, hey, are you really okay? And he's just staring blankly at me. I'm just like,
yeah.
Like, did you have a head injury? Okay.
I should have told you not. Like, his bed's like basically on the floor. He falls out of bed all the time. Oh. Even we stayed at an Airbnb, I had to put pillows.
So I did. I put pillows he all falls out. There. But
is he like a movement sleeper?
Well, and then they were fighting over. Okay. Yeah, he was. He's a crazy sleeper. And then Ella was trying to get rid of her. But and then they were fighting over pillows because I had three pillows. Oh, yeah. And then he was on the edge of her pillow and she didn't like it.
And yeah.
And then they're like, is it time to get up? I'm like, no. Like, no.
Go back to sleep.
They get up so early.
And then I'm like, you guys can go watch TV.
Yeah, their alarms go off at 6:20.
Yeah, they got up at 6:30.
Yeah.
Well, they got up several times, but because at 3:11, we had to have a very lengthy conversation
about 3 a.m.?
Yes, because there was more lightning.
It was like heat lightning, but it wasn't. There's no such thing as heat lightning.
It wasn't boomy. So, yeah. But then they were scared.
But then that storm did come through that was really loud.
So,
at least by us.
Yeah. I don't know. I slept through it. My calming ring like helped me sleep through the night. So I don't know.
Yeah. We were dealing with all this stuff until 6:10 this morning.
That's wild. So. That's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad that your house didn't.
But now we have power.
And now they're like, oh, we get to come back to your house tomorrow.
That's funny.
We'll see.
So did they come and they fix your power line?
Yeah, they had to.
Yeah. Did they do that like through the night?
Yeah.
Wow.
They got there. Well, like right before this huge storm started. So I'm not sure if they work through storms.
I wondered about that too with all that lightning. I'm like, I don't know how you can.
Yeah. And one of the lightning strikes hit something pretty close to us. You know, when it's like really loud and you're like, oh, that hit something.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I think they may have stopped during the really bad part and then once it calmed down, but it was lightning like all night.
Yeah, we have one tree that's definitely going to fall. But we luckily last week, we just got 5 trees of our neighbors cut down because they literally were going to.
One fell on
your house. Already fell. One hit
two.
Our house. Another one didn't hit the house, but this big, huge one, and it would have gone right in my closet, which I would not have been happy about.
Right. Thanks, Deborah. We're happy too. It was just crazy
and it
wind.
Is now. I think it would have fallen during the storm. I'm
really
glad. It was really windy. Yeah. I just grabbed our dog Ella and ran down to the bottom of the stairs, and she was actually so much happier, like being in the basement.
Yeah, it's cool down there too.
Well, it's quieter.
Yeah. So I just think she couldn't feel, you know, she just felt safe. Plus, I was holding her.
Yeah.
But. Yeah.
So what are we trying?
Oh, okay. Well, we can get those going if you guys want. So these are flavors that may or may not make it into a future coffee box.
Am I gonna need a waste basket?
No, these ones should be pretty tame. Okay. These ones should be pretty tame.
Because I will spit it out.
We are now, because, you know, I always have so much coffee left over after we taste them that now we have a partnership with a local food bank. And I did promise them I wasn't going to send them any weird flavors like pickle. And they said, thank you so much.
Okay. Well, we talked about sending it to people online, too.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. And so, okay, this one's for Deborah. Deborah has been asking us to do a toasty marshmallow flavor. I guess I should have let you try it first.
That tracks.
Okay, but
this is so good.
So we have a chocolate marshmallow flavor, as you guys know, right? Yep. So, you know, think s'mores. Right. But she wanted just toasted marshmallow, nothing else.
That is so weird how you get that. It is like, and it's like the perfect, not too burnt, but a little brown.
Well, it's almost like it's got that at the front, and then it's got the really marshmallow, like, you know, when you get to the gooey center at the end.
Oh, that is really good. I like that.
Now, we have had
you said this was Deborah?
Yeah, Deborah's been messaging me asking for this flavor. I promised her I was going to get a sample of it.
You should probably send her a sample.
Yeah, I will. I'll send you some, Deborah. But yeah, so she's been saying, no, get this, get this. I'm like, okay, okay, we'll try it.
Yes. Yeah. It is crazy so how different it is than the chocolate marshmallow or the s'mores or anything.
Yeah.
But I kind of do want to like follow it with a graham cracker. Mm-hmm. This would be delicious in a drink in our store with like a graham cracker or chocolate, like dipped in
Well, remember, I was trying to do a marshmallow flavor not that long ago. Yeah. But the marshmallow, especially if you use espresso, it really like combats each other. And the marshmallow doesn't really come through. It kind of came through more as vanilla.
If we did this more like a cafe caramel with chocolate, and cream.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then you went. Have the weird
and then you could do whipped cream with just graham crackers sprinkled on top.
Yeah, so I didn't do it with caramel when I did it the first time. I did it with chocolate.
Yeah, I would do
with
caramel.
I would do chocolate.
Well, I did. Yeah. But the chocolate, because we use that Rich Ghirardelli chocolate.
With this brewed?
Not with this one, but with our other one. So I'll try it with this one.
No, do it like a cafe caramel.
And, and you're not going to need a lot of chocolate, I don't think.
You almost might be almost able to just chocolate drizzle. Syrup or like drizzle, if you did a drizzle of chocolate.
I think I used the Monin chocolate fudge syrup when I did it the first time. Oh, and then I also had some Monin sauce that I used. So I tried it both ways, and to me, it just like wasn't enough marshmallow flavor. Yeah. So maybe this one will do the trick. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So because you were using a syrup.
Yes. Yeah. Well, no, I had a sauce and a syrup.
She's so glad we like it.
Yes. Yes. So, this might find its way into a future box, Deborah. You never know.
I was interested, though, when you said toasted marshmallow, how you would get the toasted part of it. Mm-hmm. But you totally can. It's like the caramelized creme brulee crust almost.
Yeah. Or how it would be enough flavor without wanting more. Yeah. But it is. It's very good.
It's milder, but it's good. It's there, you know. Mm-hmm. So you never know what you're going to get when you start trying things. I know when Deborah asked me about it, I was like, well, we have a chocolate marshmallow, but hey, you know what? This flavor is available. Let's try it and see how it's different. Sometimes the flavors are so similar that they just don't track, but that one's pretty good.
I like it.
Yeah. Okay.
That is.
So that's three votes for
and
yes.
And if you haven't already, our birthday sale is wrapping up.
Oh, right.
25% until the end of August.
Yeah.
Our birthday's almost over.
It's almost over.
It's been a busy month, though.
And there is still some scratch cards, so as long as you order probably within the next day or so, you should still get a scratch card for September.
Yeah.
Do people know we're putting the foodie stuff in?
Well, those are almost gone.
They're almost gone, yeah.
We had just had some birthday freebies that we had made up for the mugs, and we didn't go through them all. So some people got some bonuses in their orders.
Nice.
This week.
Okay, this one I won't tell you what the flavor is beforehand.
It smells familiar, but I can't. Yeah.
You know what it kind of smells like is those like – chocolate Nescos or something.
Nesco? Like a...
No, the little like Nesco wafers.
Ah, are they Neffo? Yes.
Are they Necco?
Necco? I call them Necco. Necco. I don't know if that's the right way to say it.
It might be Necco.
Yeah.
That might be right.
You're right. They do smell like that.
I only know that because I had them yesterday.
I love those.
Like the the strawberry, the pink, the yellow, and the brown ones?
They're like that like tube of all those like different wafers. They're like this big.
Oh,
they got like
the
white powder on them.
Mm. I don't know if I've had that.
Did you try it yet?
I did try it. I'm trying to figure out what that other taste is. Like, I get the primary taste, but what's the backup taste?
I don't know how I feel about that. It's very nutty or something.
You should love it, Lori, because it is like one of your favorite donuts.
A Boston cream?
Exactly.
Oh, it's that's Boston not, cream. Yeah.
That's not what I got.
I get cream on the end of it for sure.
I feel like I get a lot of nut.
I get...
It does taste nutty. I will give you that for sure.
When it tastes a little bit plasticky.
Mm.
That's probably why it smells like those little wafers.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking some art, something artificially with that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Those waffle tastes that...
Yeah.
Not waffle, but like the crackers.
Those wafers.
Oh. Yeah. I don't know if I've ever had those.
Really? Mm.
I've never had.
I think they're like one of those sweet variations old fashioned, like you know, candies that come around.
But
like,
it doesn't
you don't see
taste
them everywhere.
Like that. It just smells like that.
Yeah, you can kind of only like find them in a specialty place.
I feel like I get too much nut in this for it to be Boston.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely like a nut taste to it.
But what would it be?
And there's almost a cherry taste in it.
I don't get that.
No, but I mean, if you were going like almond amaretto, maybe you could taste that.
Yeah.
Hmm.
No, feel if you leave it on your tongue a minute and then do it. And it is almost that almond. It's, I think of cherry, but.
I don't know. It's not my favorite flavor.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It almost has like a hazelnutty or something.
Yeah. When I smelled it, I thought toasted almond.
Do they put nuts on those donuts?
Not usually.
No, they don't.
I didn't think so.
Yeah, they don't.
Not usually.
It is really interesting, like, how different flavoring companies interpret flavors, too.
Yeah.
When you taste it and you're just like,
How was that cinnamon bun you got yesterday? Did you eat it?
Oh, yeah. I forgot to share it with you. I actually just, yeah, we went to the farmer's market yesterday.
Yeah.
And I got a caramel pecan cinnamon bun.
That made me think of it.
But the middle was like doughy. It wasn't like, so the outside was good, but the inside was like, you know, like not done all the way, but it was good.
Like that.
Yeah. So like I've been doing this, somehow I'm in a cinnamon roll group on Facebook and I've been making different cinnamon rolls. I know.
Logan said it's not the chestnut, is it?
No, it's not the chestnut. That maybe we'll try next time. But yeah, it was good.
I don't know what chestnut tastes like.
That's why I got the flavor because it's so, and I'll tell you what, it doesn't smell like anything I've ever smelled and it smells good to me. Like,
maybe we should order some chestnuts.
Right?
Yeah.
Chestnuts.
So that we can try a chestnut.
Because we tried the other thing. What was
marzipan?
Marzipan.
Yeah, we've never had marzipan.
I had it when I was in Italy or Spain or something.
I was surprised because we were like, okay, what does marzipan taste like? Does it taste like amaretto, or does it taste like toasted almond?
It tastes all the same, no matter what it looks.
Yeah,
which that didn't make me happy.
Filled with food dye.
I'd like them to be different.
Yeah.
Filled with food dye. Okay.
I don't know. That wasn't my. I wouldn't like pick that. I wouldn't choose that.
Yeah.
And you're right. It had too much nut in it, and I felt like it tastes. I hate anything that tastes plasticky.
Yeah, agreed.
Or Play-Doh-y.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's not bad. I haven't tasted it yet.
You can't. My nose is off.
Oh, I smelled it, and it smells like stuffing.
I like when I give them something and they taste it or smell it and go, "Ooh,
it smells like thyme or something."
I'm having a really hard time smelling this for some reason.
This was the flavor that's in my office that is so strong. Actually, Logan really likes the smell of this one.
Is it tarragon? What the heck is it? It's some kind of spice.
Taste it.
I like it. It almost, I feel like it's almost like a chai taste.
No.
But I like it.
No, it is. What is this taste? I know this taste.
This is pure peppermint. This is no mixed with anything else. It's no chocolate or anything. It is just pure mint. So in my office, it is crazy strong. When I ground
your
it this
smells
morning.
More than mine. Hmm. Yours smells like peppermint more than mine.
Here, do you want to try it? Let me give you a new one. Try this one.
No, it's okay.
Or actually just drink it out of here and see what you think. Does yours taste different?
Hers is definitely more pepperminty. I wonder if the cream was like sitting right on that part.
Yeah, because I poured you the first one. Could be.
Yeah.
Could be.
I like it.
Yeah.
I actually really like it.
Yeah. So I always thought, because we do a chocolate mint, right?
Yeah.
Oh, you can't do mint without chocolate, right? It's actually delicious.
Yeah, I like it.
It's,
I mean, if you like peppermint tea or something.
It reminds me of those little peppermint candies that like melt in your mouth, the meltaways or whatever.
Yeah. And honestly, it's interesting because it kind of is like you just sucked on a mint, right?
Yeah.
But it's also with coffee.
Yeah, like you can even feel like the refreshing almost mint in your mouth after.
Yeah, just pure peppermint.
I think I'd like an Andes mint. If it tastes like an Andes mint,
well, that's
I'd be
what
okay
our chocolate peppermint is.
I know.
Yeah.
I am not a fan of that at all.
Nope. I like it.
I like it too. Yeah. It's a no for Lori. It's a no
I think
for
it's
Lori.
Good.
But I would never Logan drink like a peppermint tea. I don't eat like peppermint gum, I don't think.
No, you so always got like spearmint and the blue one is.
As an essential oil, it's supposed to help like headaches and, you know, like
I'm sure it's very good
like
for you because it tastes like medicine.
Logan says peppermint is
the goat.
Is it a goat?
Yeah.
The animal is very tiny in the comment.
I know. I couldn't. I thought he just like didn't finish his sentence. That's funny.
It's a four-legged animal.
It's the horse.
For sure.
Peppermint?
That's funny.
Okay.
I liked it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Deborah says she would like that one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
Odd man out.
No, it's fine. I do not, would not prefer
I have so much more flavoring in my office to try, too. I can only get three brewed in time for today, though.
Did you guys try pickle?
We did try pickle. We did it on a week you weren't here.
Oh, you didn't like it. You didn't like it.
Logan was with us, and we were dying to get it out of our mouths.
It was bad.
You would have hated it. It was like a salt and vinegar chip, but like with coffee.
Oh, and I don't like those.
Yeah.
I love salt and vinegar chips.
It was
but I love pickles.
But it did a weird thing to your tongue. It like dried your tongue out. Mm-hmm. And I've never had that happen with a coffee flavor before.
It was gross.
It was bizarre. But it was from...
I had fried pickles last night.
Oh, I love fried pickles.
Mm. They were really good. Mm. Have you ever heard of the Linden Brewery?
It's just opened. Oh, like it a did. Month ago.
Okay. They don't have artwork on the walls, so that makes sense.
That location has been at least 14 things in the last 4 years.
Mm. And was that the Coney?
No, that's on the corner. Okay. And nothing lasts.
They had trivia last night. I don't know. They were laughing.
Yeah, I'm hoping something lasts there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. There's just not a lot of parking anywhere.
Yeah. When you don't have good parking.
In that back lot, it wasn't bad.
Yeah. But sometimes it is. It can be really hard to get back there, too. I don't know. I hope that they do well. There was a sandwich shop that went in there for a while, and they had fabulous sandwiches.
I didn't even know their hours were so weird. I didn't even know that it was there, obviously.
And businesses have, like, weird hours, or they don't market. Like, I'm just not sure. Like, you can't just open your doors and people just...
That Coney on the corner, they open at 9, and they're open till like, noon or something.
Oh, yeah. How's that going to work?
Yeah.
Well, the speakeasy in town, it was we had the cutest speakeasy. It was like a little taco shop.
It's still there.
No, it burnt down.
I thought somebody just posted on Facebook that they went there.
No. Yeah. Maybe Zolo, but it wasn't called Zolo. So there's a taco, and then there's a Pringle thing. No, it's been closed for over a year. So they just submitted plans. Instead of that little tiny building, they're putting a whole multi-use building up there.
Interesting.
I thought just the taco place burnt down in front.
No.
I don't know. It's
the whole place is gone.
Okay.
But it was cute. There was a Pringles machine, and you pushed the Pringle machine, and it opened up, and it was like really good, like cheese and wine. Yeah. And it was a really cute
It was like charcuterie. It was a wine bar, like with charcuterie, basically.
Yeah, they had good food, though. I know we got like steak or chicken or something.
Yeah, they had like five different like things on their menu.
There wasn't very many tables.
Yeah.
No.
And then the taco shop in the front didn't seem like it was that busy very often.
It was good, though. The tacos were good. And then we figured out you could get the taco in the speakeasy.
Yeah.
They would deliver those to you, which was wonderful.
Deborah wonders if the peppermint and the marshmallow would be good together.
Oh, well, let's try that, Deborah. Let's see.
I drank all my marshmallow, but that's okay.
Peppermint.
I tried the marshmallow and the Boston cream together. Mm, that makes it better. Makes it creamier.
Peppermint marshmallow is not too bad. Anybody want to try that?
I'll try it.
I probably toned it down.
Now it tastes like those white, the other mints, those pepper, the fluffy ones.
That's what I thought.
Aren't
it
they called
like
butter mints or butter mints or something?
Yeah, I love those ones.
I love the butter mints. I would love something to taste like a butter mint.
You can buy those in a giant thing at GFS.
They're so good.
Really?
Yeah. Mm. Like it's like a 5-pound.
It's like the candy that your grandma had when you were little that you didn't like, and then all of a sudden when you're grown up, you're like, I like that, like butterscotch candies. And my grandma had those like pink round ones that kind of look like the Pepto-Bismol tabs, but they were like wintergreen or something. I don't know what the flavor was, but and she'd have like, you know, those crystal candy dishes in her house. I'm like, where is this pink candy?
And the candy when you didn't know what it was till you opened it. Yeah. I don't know. Some had like that fruity things in the center.
Oh, the like weird jelly things.
Yeah, I kind of love those.
Or like the strawberry ones with like the green top that you had to untwist, and then they had like a center in them. Yeah.
I like that texture when you.
It's like Grandpa used to have his Werther's all the time.
Yeah,
my grandpa used to have like the hard butterscotch.
Yum!
And I have his butterscotch jar.
Yeah.
That he'd keep them in. Yeah. So I've got his butterscotch jar. When they asked, I'm like, no, I'd like the butterscotch jar. And they're like, no, it's broken. It's like glued. The lid's glued back on. I'm like, no, that's perfect.
I don't care.
I would like the butterscotch
jar. When my dad turned 79 earlier this year, we were at Aldi shopping and we found a pinata. And my husband says, we've got to get that for your dad for his birthday. Because my dad is just a kid.
He is a big kid at heart.
And so we filled it with like Werther's and stuff like that. And I couldn't believe it. He knocked that thing open in one smack, like just beat it open. And he loved it, though. I was like, all right.
You know.
It's just like, we could get him a birthday present too. I said, nope, that's perfect. This is what my dad likes.
I feel like we could just do a pinata. Pinata would be fun.
Pinatas are fun. And they were only $5 at Aldi when they had them.
Oh, really?
The problem is that, like, with grown-ups especially, it's one good swing and it's down.
Yeah.
I think, like, when ladies might take a minute.
Well,
more.
To be fair, the little like stick that it came
especially if you spun around five times first.
Yeah, the little stick it came with was like pretty lame, and we gave him a bat called the Brooklyn Smasher, which was given to me from Michelle, who used to work here, and because my son plays baseball, she's like, "Hey, do you want this bat?" I look it up, and it's literally made for B&E, like breaking and entering. If you watch the YouTube videos, and I don't know if the YouTube videos are even out there, I don't know if they still make this product. They're literally just like breaking windows and like driving over it with their car to show that like it's indestructible. I'm like, so what purpose does this bat have? Is it
because they can't use it for baseball?
Well, it wouldn't be. So like with baseball, you have to have like certain bats are allowed, sure. Right? And they're always like outlawing like, oh, you can't use this bat anymore.
Yeah.
So yeah, you definitely can't use it for
really
any
designed for that
for any organized league. You certainly couldn't use it if you wanted to go and rob your local liquor store. Absolutely, the Brooklyn
Basher. That's
Bashers
the bat for you. That's crazy.
Well, that's scary like though, because if you hit someone with it, that's
so my
horrible.
My 13-year-old was swinging around the house. I'm like, dude, seriously, like, stop that thing. If it hits something, makes contact, it is getting broken. Like, it is a solid
or
heavy
your
bat.
Head is getting broken.
Yeah, like. I think she gave us like two of them too. So Lane keeps one in the front room with him when he's home by himself. I'm like, we live in a nice neighborhood, son, but okay.
You know? He would.
Never know.
He's my son. True. We watch a lot of Dateline is all I'm going to say.
You never know.
Yeah.
When that's you'll need a Brooklyn Basher, I guess.
I know somebody who keeps a kettleball in their office because they're not allowed to have weapons.
Oh, seriously?
But they keep a kettleball just in case.
I mean, that's one good way to
but I would knock someone out for sure.
Yeah.
Or we talked about Bob last week, right? And how he'd come in your office and be like, "Are you ready?" You know, if like somebody comes
only
in and
to you,
office,
yeah,
only to
he
me.
Never did that.
But maybe if I had a kettleball, Bob might not be here
because I'd have a kettleball smash. Yeah. Oh my gosh!
Yeah. I'm not the kind of person who could have kettleballs in my office. It wouldn't be good.
You shouldn't have.
No.
Let's be honest.
Brooklyn Basher,
we're lucky they let
desk.
Me operate a car. Parallel parking, not for me.
Oh, no. I don't even. Ugh.
No. Hey, did you see though? Like, I think they're the new Hummers that they have crab walks and it will parallel, it, like, just like the tires turn this way and just move your car in and park your car.
So there was a car back, I don't know, it was like in the 60s or something. It was a really long time ago. Yeah. And that it did. It like lifted up and the tires turned and then they went sideways to put you in a spot.
I wonder what happened to that car. Or
that
why
would be
it didn't
so
take.
Helpful, especially in other countries where they park so close to each other or they rest on each other.
Yeah.
If you could literally just exit.
No, I don't. By Pillar Park, I'm pulling in front of somebody with a lot of space and leaving a lot of space in front
it
of me.
It might have been like, even older. It was like on some historical car. It would almost look like, you know, like a Model A or Model T or something. It almost was like that style. It was the weirdest
that
thing.
That is crazy.
Yeah.
I mean, that it seems like switching back and forth maybe might not be ideal.
Yeah. Well, it seems like little tires, like an airplane or something, though, could push out of the bottom.
Yeah.
And like scoot you over.
Yeah. I mean, these were like the normal Hummer tires and they just, and they're giant tires.
Yeah, right? Let's get on this. This would be way better.
Well, GM did because Hummer is a GM car, I think, right? I think it's a GMC.
No idea.
I have no idea.
Yeah, I think it is. I only know that because now that I just got a GMC, that's all my ads, right? Stop listening phone.
Oh, okay. You know?
Yeah.
But yeah, so interesting.
I don't know, but that would be super helpful. Have.
I know.
Well, then I could maybe do it. Yeah. Otherwise,
Oh my gosh. I thought she had a parallel park in Ann Arbor and there was a gentleman walking by kind of laughing with a big group. And I literally thought he was going to get in your car and park.
I almost
for you.
Asked him. He was like, you could see him. He's like, and I'm like holding up
Chrysler,
all of traffic trying to. Like, it was, like, eyes on my fifth time trying to do it. And people are behind me getting
angry. It's so busy. I would have had no shame asking somebody to do it.
Yeah, I almost just put in park and asked the guy to
be fair,
come do
it
my
was
car.
Cash Bash. So, like, it was literally, and they had like festivals
we were not
everywhere.
To be clear, we weren't going to Hash
we
Bash.
Were, no, no, we were there
we
for
were
the
at
Dirty
a
book,
book
Convention.
Club.
No, no,
we
not
were
book
at a book club.
Club.
No,
it was
no,
a book,
it was
club.
A book club. We were at a book convention.
Well, and if it would have been just us, we could have parked
books?
Farther away, but no. Grammy had hurt her
there were kids
hip
there.
Or something. So we were trying to get handicapped close
there
for her.
Were kids yes. there, but there shouldn't have been kids there.
Yeah, we were, yeah, it was handicapped. We were always trying to get my mom close. So, yeah. But delicious food. If you're ever
oh, yeah.
in Michigan, in Ann Arbor, they
called?
Have great food.
Yeah.
Well, we went to that Italian
anywhere.
Place that was
yeah.
fabulous.
We had the Slurping Turtle the year before, and that was really good.
That was good. Yeah. And then for at breakfast, we went to Stray Hen or something
yes.
like that.
Yeah.
And it was so good. And yeah. it was
Manny
so inexpensive.
Osteria and Bar.
Yeah.
Manny.
Yeah.
I don't know what it's, but that one.
Whenever it's a college town, it just has
that one's been
food.
There a long time, but restaurants do not last in Ann Arbor if they are not fabulous.
Yeah.
That is true.
Yeah, Ann Arbor has great
But it
food.
Was Hash Bash, so it's very busy and very smelly.
And everybody yeah. had a doobie.
And everybody was
Except
hungry.
Except for us, yeah.
Everybody was hungry.
but, and they had, like, stores. Every other road shut down, too.
Yeah.
And the really,
Dawn,
really great bookstore.
Is it Dawn Trader? Trader or whatever?
Is it T-R-E-A-D-E-R? Is it,
I thought it was, like, Dawn Trader.
Maybe,
but
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. Dawn something.
I have the...
There's supposed to be another really good one, too.
In my thumb. It's driving me crazy. It's
oh,
from
Cheddar, yeah, Dawn Cheddar, Ann Arbor. And then there's another bookstore that people said they really like, too, but we never make it to that
we
one.
We always, yeah.
Because we're always
really,
getting bags full at the one
and
store.
Really yeah. inexpensive. Like, yeah. really great little
Yeah, I was able bookstore. To get Estelle, like, almost all the Series of Unfortunate Events and the Diary of a Wimpy Kid books.
Yeah. Which is awesome.
I gotta figure out which ones we don't have now because yeah. she's on a mission to finish them.
But which ones?
Diary of a Wimpy Kid.
Oh, okay. I was gonna.
I,
think I
don't
have
all
some.
The Series of Unfortunate Events
I
either.
Thought, didn't I? Oh, no. I had. I just had one or two. I didn't have.
Yeah, I think you might have given her the ones that she had, but they're still coming out with new ones. And then they have a new series, Dork Diaries, which is the girl version of it.
Oh, I didn't okay. know that.
But her teacher, she was still going out her book. She has like all the Dork Diaries and all. So she's yes. so excited to
oh,
read books.
Oh, that's good.
Speaking
I love
of
that.
Books,
she loves
though,
to read.
Our new
Morning,
hey,
Charles.
Our book club book, The Housemaid. Bill, if you need a book. It is crazy.
Okay, I've got to start reading
and it's
it.
Good. Like, it's twisty, and then, like, it starts
one Because
I just
read
way.
The boriness book, and I oh. tried the second one in the series, and it was awful.
How far do you get into a book before you just decide that you're not going to do it, you turn it?
I've said a
I
hard
think
time
I could write
finishing.
A better book.
Yeah.
It's that boring.
Yeah. Well, the first time and we went to detailed. Our book convention and you were reading some of the authors, and one you said, like, I don't know that English is her first language because it was just, like,
Oh, it's painful.
Yeah.
It's painful to get through.
Or
it.
Like, yeah. yeah.
I'm reading a series yeah. right now, and I think I'm on the fifth book. And the first four books were done by a different narrator.
Really?
And now the fifth book is a different, like, they switch narrators.
An audiobook.
And, but she's pronouncing things differently than they did in the first
oh,
four.
Oh, that's so annoying.
Like, they called these things, like, ley lines, and now she's saying lee lines. And, like,
Why
it's driving
didn't
me.
Why listen
oh,
to
that
the
would drive me crazy.
I know. It's like, just go back and hear the pronunciations.
Yeah.
And then.
Even if it's wrong. Make it the same because it's really
make it
confusing.
Consistent,
yeah.
Right.
I'd be like, you need to re-record this.
The
yeah.
abridged and unabridged can be different authors too, which
yeah.
I
well,
found out.
So I was like a year or two ago looking at like odd jobs you can do at night or whatever.
Yeah.
And being a narrator yeah. for all these audiobooks is
yeah.
like something that you can pick up. But yeah. it is crazy because they just send something over and you do it at home and then you like send it back. So there is no.
So like that couple that we listened to
you
that
might
does
not even know
the Zodiac
series.
Academy books, Jake and Bridget Bordeaux, they did a TikTok about how they got started.
Yeah.
And they actually have a theater background because they had to do all the crazy voices.
Yeah.
And it was really interesting to hear like somebody sent her like, oh, do the chick. I don't want to do this. I want to, you know, do this instead. And she recorded it and she gets like major bang for each
yeah.
book. So
but it takes a long
yeah.
time.
Especially because, yeah, then you're the voice
but
for
they,
that book and people don't like
they
it.
They might not
know.
Know there are previous books too, that because they don't always know what they're reading because it can be before it's published.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And then if you change publishing companies, they might have different readers.
I saw someone trying out to be someone and she was so theatrical while
I don't
she was
like
doing
when
it.
It's that
and
theatrical.
I don't think I like that.
No.
Yeah. No. I don't mind some of the different characters having different voices, but also if you can't do a man voice, I'd rather you just not.
Yeah.
Right. Just have a man read
I don't think I could read a man voice, you know.
I like when they actually have like a man and a woman.
I do too. I prefer that when they have two people.
What is
your
man voice? I'm like, okay, here's my favorite thing that we've realized. When we talk about like our husbands and we do that, we have a voice for them, right? Like if I talk about my husband, I'm like, and he said, you know, you know. And then my mother-in-law and I realized it one day that we were doing the same voice for my husband and we just died. We're like, oh my God. Like, and it doesn't, it's not what he sounds like.
No.
But it's just like us.
Your
like,
interpretation of it. Oh, that's pretty funny.
Of his grumpy
funny.
Self, you know. So
you I guess
guys have
you do
a,
that.
Do you guys have a
with,
voice?
With
you do?
Lots of
oh,
other
for
people,
sure.
You know what I mean?
You do
can
that.
Do it.
Do your voice.
I can't do it. But I think everybody goes to the, you know, I don't know why we do that though either.
Like I'm sure they do it. Well, they probably don't do it for us though, because, well, maybe.
Well, but no, what did Bulby say to, when he was Tracy, when he was,
Bulby.
When he was
he
saying what our voices
yeah.
look
he,
like?
Yeah. He said that sometimes like he'll catch our lives or whatever. And oh, I can't even remember what he said now, but it was so funny.
We're going to today talk about nothing.
Oh, yeah. Oh, and then are we
welcome
live?
Welcome to every week,
are
sir.
We live?
Yeah.
Yeah. At golf, I gave him, I said, I heard you were talking about us. And I'm like, hey.
Well, we don't know what we're talking about today.
Sir, you don't need to mock us. We mock ourselves.
Oh, he's
okay.
So funny.
Oh, so
it was
funny.
So
he
cute.
Was so, it was funny.
He's,
but I'm
he's
like,
so
well,
sweet.
Apparently, you listen to us. So.
Yeah. If you'd like to listen to us ramble for 30 to 50 minutes.
I was thinking about, though, the boys should probably do another takeover.
Oh, yeah. They 100% should. What should we make them do?
I don't know.
Should we make them do the next R&D session and not tell them what the coffee is?
We should.
You know, I mean, they don't like flavored coffee, though, so that's kind of tough.
But
it's
still
we'll have
funny.
A we'll give them a
we'll
subject that they have to do. Or maybe they should do one of the baking segments.
They
that
should
would be
do
so
the baking
good.
Segment. I think,
and we can each go.
We can judge them.
And we can judge the baking.
We can do a full judging of their baking.
And we can, we'll, like Logan came and filmed me. So we can go film
or
them while they
better,
do it.
Or we could do the baking and they have to do the judging and the tasting.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that'd work better.
No, I like them baking because next month is a baking one. And the one that you chose is so hard.
But then they wouldn't really be on camera.
If we had Branson do.
But he just won't do it.
No, he will.
No, he won't.
I think he will.
He'll just go buy it from the store. Yeah. 100%.
No, we have to film him doing it, you know? And we could do it at your house during the day. Just go there and film it. I mean, I think it's a great idea, guys. I think
I don't know. Let us know what you guys think. What do you want the boys to do?
What do you want the boys
bake
to do?
Bake or judge?
Yeah.
I think judging would probably be funnier.
Oh.
Because they would not hold back.
No. Not even a little bit.
You know.
And we can't tell them whose is whose.
Yeah.
They're going to know.
Maybe they won't.
I mean, we can just put,
maybe
you
mine
know,
will be beautiful.
We can
you,
just
you have no
not.
Idea what
I
you
am
chose.
The reigning champion. Do not forget this.
You're the reigning champion because we haven't done it in like a year.
I know.
This might be too much work, but if we did take a day in the kitchen,
yes,
we could bake one of each of the four things.
Yes.
And then they could literally pit them against each other.
Oh.
We could do that.
Have to do them all.
Because some of the skill level is very
the skill
widely
level, especially
on
the one
items.
That you chose.
And
then I know
blind
we're being cryptic.
Taste it.
Yeah.
And then blind taste it.
I'm with you, Logan. I think Branson trying to bake is I think judging would be way better.
We'll
yeah,
go talk to Branson
says
when
judging
we're done
too.
And see. Yeah.
Okay, so we should make all of the things you're saying, and then
we're
going
to have
them.
To like really take the day at home probably to do it and film.
Okay, and because then that's kind of good because you buy so many materials for it,
right.
And then we can split it amongst us.
Yes,
they were pretty funny last time. I think so. Foul word.
We'll have to bleep them.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
I was glad my mother-in-law was laughing so hard she didn't hear that one.
Yeah. We watched it together when we were in Arizona and we were
pretty good.
Dying
I thought they did
laughing.
Great. Especially since two of them had never seen it before.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So they didn't even know. But I'm so glad that we talked to them the night before. from the spa.
Oh, you mean when Houston thought that we were being beat with sticks, you know, at the spa that we were at?
I just love that grandma was like, oh, yeah, I've been to a spa like that.
Yeah.
I'm like, that's not a spa.
And then we were like, did it hurt? She was like,
yeah. And they sat in like mud or something and they took like big banana leaves things and like smacked them. And who knows,
maybe that's what she told them on the phone. I didn't hear the whole conversation.
No, she didn't have that conversation with them at all. It was after watching the live.
Yeah. Because remember, we talked to them that night. We FaceTimed with Houston. Didn't
they they mostly talked to London.
We were being beaten with sticks, though. No, we weren't.
No, we weren't.
We really didn't.
Hot rocks? Maybe. Hot rocks. Yeah. But not beaten with
them. I guess you could say what happens at Miraval stays at Miraval, though. I don't know.
We rang a lot of bells.
Yeah. We rang a lot of bells.
There was a gong. Yeah.
We set there our was intentions.
What was it? Was it Intention Circle? What was it called?
And we had sleeping bags for our phones that we had to put them in.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which came to work with me last
Not
week.
Not what I heard Logan says.
Which is a great idea.
Oh my gosh. What absolutely did happen, though, was did I have two desserts every night? Absolutely.
Yeah.
Was it organic and didn't count? Absolutely.
Did we each get a dessert and then we had table desserts?
Absolutely. Did we have snacks back at our room?
So we didn't order them. Yeah. They were table. They were for the table.
Oh, like, so good.
I'll have a creme brulee and a chocolate cake for the table.
They didn't care at all.
No, not at all.
You could order as much food as you wanted.
The last day, it was the guy's last day there. So I think he would have like brought a kitchen out.
We'd order a cheese plate and then like two appetizers, two desserts, two entrees. It was just like, it was so good.
Lovely. It was very relaxing.
Mm-hmm. I loved it.
We want to catch our birthday sale through the end of the week.
Yep.
Okay. And happy Labor Day.
Oh, yeah.
Labor Day weekend.
Yep. So if you place an order over the weekend, it won't ship until Tuesday.
Yeah, we won't be here Monday.
And the pool will be closed after Labor Day.
I know we need to close our pool, too.
Okay.
So, have a wonderful week, and I hope you guys have beautiful sunshine.
Yeah. No storms.
Yeah.
Bye. I've got to end both.